companion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh my God! Here we are, finally,
Finally.
Welcome, AfterBuzzers, to another season finale episode recap.
We are bumping this music
right
now.
We are bumping the music of How to Get Away with Murder. It was a season finale, so that means episode 14, The Night Lila Died. It's all my fault. You guys watching out there, I love it. Some of you guys are watching live and tweeting us. Sorry we started a little bit late. And those of you also that watch on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can see this show and all our other shows, youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can also tweet us right now. We'll tweet back at you. We're checking the hashtag. It's, here we go. Hashtag ABTVHTGAWM. Let us know your thoughts about this awesome episode. Also, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud. I'm your host, Steph Z. You can tweet at me at IAMSTEFZ. We got the full panel back tonight. We got the band back together.
Yeah.
Jillian, where can the people tweet you?
You can tweet me at Jillian Leff.
Love and what it. About you, Stacey?
You guys can tweet me at One Take Stace. I have my phone ready to go.
Yes, nice. And JB is back in the house.
Yeah.
We missed you last week. We did.
You guys can tweet me at JB_Zimmerman.
Right, and before we dive deep into it, we're so sad that the season's over, but apparently next week there's a great show starting in this regular time slot that Jillian's going to tell everybody a little bit about.
I am.
You are?
Do it.
Let me get into character.
Go now.
What if your son was murdered? Your daughter arrested? Your child framed?
Stop it.
Where does the truth lie? One crime will affect so many lives in the television event of the year. We're talking about ABC's groundbreaking new TV series, American Crime, which premieres Thursday, March 5th at 10, 9 Central, of course, on ABC.
Love it.
The series is created by John Ridley, the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave. It stars Felicity Huffman and Timothy Hutton and centers around issues such as race, class, and gender politics. Be sure to check out American Crime on ABC starting Thursdays, March 5th at 10, 9 Central, which means that it is taking the place of this show. And it looks pretty cool.
I'm
excited. I've been seeing all of, we live in Los Angeles, obviously. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing the posters all around town. Mm-hmm. And sort of the previews are a bit ominous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They really don't give too much away. So I haven't read a lot about it, but obviously I'm going to be missing, you know.
What to do on Thursday.
I'm going to be missing Annalise.
Yeah.
So
we do have that slot open.
Yeah. I have
and
to
I've
watch
seen
this.
The commercials make it look awesome.
Yeah.
Like, super dark. Like, I'm very intrigued.
Yeah. Honestly, anything ABC usually gets me. So.
I know. ABC really has like, been hitting them out of the park
lately. Absolutely.
Just Murder Thursdays.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's dive right in. All right. We're gonna try to go through the episode, but I know we're all crazy. I want to talk to the end. And again, you guys, we know that on the West Coast, we got to watch the East Coast feed, so West Coast people, for some reason you happen to be on our website, spoiler alert, we are going to tell you what happens. You don't want to listen if you don't know, because we're going to tell you right
watch
now
the episode first.
About watch right episode now. First. I think I'm
tell them who
up.
Did it.
Frank! Yes!
I can't believe
Frank.
It. I can't
Frank.
Believe it.
Yes.
He's
you know,
a hitman.
Honestly,
that's what he does.
Stacey and I made fun of Steph in
you
the
did.
Last
we
episode
did.
When she was like,
we
you know
did.
What? It was the end of the episode and she was like, I'm just going to throw a warmer prediction. Frank did it.
We I were was like girl, end the show. We thought you were crazy.
But I didn't know. And again, we'll jump all around. We'll talk about the whole episode. But it was almost like Sam's murder. Like, we kind of at first thought we knew why and when and how it happened, but actually it wound up a twist. And the big twist for this, not only was Frank the one that killed Lila, which I totally knew, but it was... I'm totally kidding. I kind of knew. But it was Sam that told him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the big thing comes up, and we see that at the end. And again, we'll go back now to the beginning and circle back, but we had to just get it out in the air.
No, I mean, just on to me, that means that Sam
still
killed,
did it.
Like, still did it.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
He, like, because he said, like, 1-800 Hitman happens to be Frank.
Right.
I need you to do what we talked about. Yeah. It's like, why did you talk about it? Because you wanted to kill
right.
him. So,
and
yeah.
At that point, Frank had no idea who he was.
Exactly.
Like, I mean,
right,
maybe
but
in
clearly,
season two, we'll find out like more of the Frank Sam relationship.
Right, yeah, but clearly, exactly, because Sam said, I need you to do what I told,
right,
what we talked about.
When the hell did we talk about it?
So Frank knew about it. And, like, we see that Bonnie somehow... We saw how pissed Annalise got when Bonnie knew something that she withheld from her for, like, a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was that he tried to kiss her. Now, he took Annalise's point man, hit man, plant evidence man to commit a murder. She would have been so pissed if she found out that Frank was actually working with Sam, too. Like,
right.
That's just crossing over the lines.
I know.
Didn't he also say, you owe me?
Yeah. For what? Now we need to find out. Exactly. That was a weird person.
Yeah,
to
no, I can't wait to figure out what that
I was. Feel like that might have something to do with Bonnie.
We'll see.
And maybe that's why how Frank got a job with Annalise or something like that. Maybe there's...
Yeah, we don't know their
because,
backstories.
You know, well, we don't.
Really.
We know a little bit. We know that Sam's a shrink, so maybe Frank was going to go somewhere and Sam got him all. I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure that out. Okay,
yeah.
So let's go to the beginning real quick. We go back to Wes and Rebecca, and Wes is lying to Rebecca. Rebecca's lying to Wes. What do we feel about their whole situation? I mean, like, Rebecca really didn't lie. Like, all she really lied about was drugging the neighbors
Very
so that
true.
The neighbor wouldn't necessarily see this, and this drug Purple X or whatever it was made this guy freak out, which she it's almost like it was like bath salts or something. And like it and she had no idea that was going to happen. She
right.
kind of just wanted him to go to sleep and not remember it. And you know, so what do we think about that whole situation?
I'm irritated knowing that that's all she lied about, yet it took her two seasons and a death to find that out. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes me sad because I don't want Rebecca to be gone. I'm actually sad that she's going to be gone, but to know that that's all she was withholding, why did it take, why couldn't she just say that? You know, like, we wouldn't, she could have told Wes earlier. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking.
Well, my whole thing is, you know, I tweeted this out during the show, but when she said eggs 911 to that number, I still want to know what.
Wait,
I can't believe they didn't trace the number. I was like, guys, step one.
Rebecca's dead.
Check who
because,
she texted.
No, time out. Rebecca's dead because she has to, Frank had to go back or something, because we see after Lila's dead, Rebecca's hiding in the water tank when people come up there. So maybe she saw Frank somehow, so that's why Frank killed Rebecca.
She couldn't have. This whole time she didn't say anything? That's crazy.
I feel like she would have confronted him, you know, not in front of everyone else.
Of course,
well,
yeah.
Plus, I don't know, man.
Because
and then Lila
Frank
was,
did it, obviously.
Yeah.
Killed Lila. You know, that whole thing would take away, like, another resource for them to use in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by eliminating Rebecca, like, her whereabouts, they can blame her later on, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because she was there. She was on top of the thing. Her fingerprints are on her phone. She
right.
picked it up. She was inside the water tower.
Right.
She was wet. Like,
yeah,
that whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But
think
the thing is, too,
up.
They're not... Possibly. But, like, as of right now, they're not necessarily trying to find... Like, internally, they're
right.
trying to find that out, but no one's coming.
Exactly.
Like, we see the police come to ask Asher about Annalise, but it's not because of Lila's death.
No,
it's going to
yeah.
circle back to Sam. So Rebecca wasn't necessarily a threat to that, so to speak, because, you know what I mean? Like, why was she such a threat unless she saw Frank or knew something else? Because she also, like, was working with Nate. Like, there was stuff.
Well, yeah, to
Rebecca's
me, I mean,
intertwined with everybody a little bit.
But yeah. even if Rebecca did come completely clean with Wes, and that actually is exactly how it went down, she's still a threat just because she's a recluse. Like, she cannot be controlled. She...
Well, just she's reckless, person, not a recluse.
She's both.
She's both. I honestly agree with him.
She's
a little.
She's a little flighty. She's not sitting.
Yes.
Like, you can't contain her. Like, you can't trust that she's going to act a certain way. Yeah, like, she, with just taking the duct tape off, like, come on. Yeah. We give you a chance. Like, they keep...
Well, they shouldn't have duct taped her, though. Like,
their,
I thought it was...
But
that, again, leads me to believe that maybe she knows about Frank or something, because she knows Annalise.
She
thinks that Annalise might know, and that Annalise is going to throw her under the bus.
She could find out and then tell someone. She's
but
just,
she's
like,
had
a
all
crazy
this
person.
But she's had all... That's what I'm saying.
She's
I don't think she...
She's had all this time to go tell on them, and... Like, why would she?
Because they're turning on her now. There's a difference.
Right, but they turned on her... In a way that she knows she didn't do it, and Wes believed her, maybe, I don't know.
Well, so when Annalise gave Wes that whole speech about how, you know, you need to be a man, and you need to man up, and you need to have your girlfriend confess, I mean, like, watching what happened at the end of the episode, I just feel like she was completely scheming, and she's like, all right, I want you to get all the information out of her that you can, so now we can get rid of her. If that was the plan all along, it was like, she's too much of a liability. We need to get rid of her.
I don't
regardless.
Think Annalise just wants to go around and kill
she
people.
Can't say that, like, the middle
yeah,
of
but
room,
right,
like,
but yes, but why did it happen? Do you know what I mean?
I think Frank did it on his own. I think Frank did it on his own, and she came and wasn't surprised. I think she can get with Frank making.
Well, I don't think Frank would do that without somebody else making the call.
To kill
Rebecca.
Wait, time out. And I know we're all excited, but let's try not to talk over each other because then they can't hear. But I feel like, did Wes kill her? Did Wes know that Frank was killing her? Because there's a scene of Wes before, there's a flashback to a scene of Wes down there and her not being tied up, which leads us to believe that Wes let her go. But then he's like, to Annalise, in an what I felt honest moment was I didn't let her go.
I think that it was just a confusion thing. I mean, for me, I felt like they were just trying to lead us to believe something else and then later expose the truth. I don't feel like he could possibly be okay with Frank killing Rebecca. Right. I think it's too much to think that these people in cohorts like that. I just like, then I won't believe any of the characters. Like, none of them have real relationships, and that's...
I just know that Frank is do what he does what he's told to do. So somebody gave him the order to if he did kill. I mean, obviously, I do think that he killed Rebecca. But like, if he did do it, someone gave him the order to do it. He just didn't make that call on his own because he doesn't do that. He always says, "What do you want? What do you need?"
Yeah,
and then you think that person was who?
That I think it was Annalise.
Right.
I think it had to be Annalise because he's. She's,
no, I would agree.
What if he's comforting? What if it was Bonnie?
No,
is that crazy?
I think he was. Annalise was comforting Wes on the stairs and kept making him say, you know, Sam did it. Sam did it. Just say that Sam did it. Right. Don't you feel better? Sam did it. And like, just in her eyes, I don't know, this whole episode. I mean, I'm satisfied like with what happened and I'm excited for the fall, but I just.
All right. Well, let's go back to the beginning again. Not the beginning, but go ahead.
Right,
JB.
Before we segue, because Jillian, what you said just sort of remind me of something. That's how this whole show is for me. Like, it is so messy, and a line that Annalise said just kind of summed it up. Like, it's not the truth that matters. It's your version of what happened versus theirs.
Yep.
So, like, I think she's done such crazy stuff and, like, defended the worst people ever. You know, it's just about, like, how you convince yourself how you move forward. Mm-hmm. And, like, even, you know, all the lies, all the, like, reminding yourself. It's just, like, if you can get yourself to believe something, like, that's all that matters.
There's no way that Frank found Rebecca dead, right? Y'all don't think that? Like, at all?
I don't know. Like,
Frank found Rebecca dead?
Yeah, no way at all.
It crossed
my mind.
Because
then who killed her?
Well, eggs, 911. We don't know what that is.
We don't know what that is yet.
Was that a drug dealer? Was that drugs? Was that a person that we don't know that she knows? Who did she text? What does that mean?
Exactly.
Was she found that way? Like,
honestly, the way he hunched over her, did he have a weapon in his hand?
No.
I didn't see anything. I mean, I would have liked a pen or something like that. So it did cross my mind that what if he just found her like that and they're okay with it? Because Annalise's reaction, unless she did order it.
There's no way. Like, the way she was tucked back in that corner, like, she's not going to kill herself and crawl back in
there. No, she didn't kill herself. I'm saying somebody else killed her.
But who? Who do you think? Michaela? I mean, who do we
Girl,
think killed
this
her?
Is the craziest show. Frank ended up killing Lila, so who knows? It could have been the dog. I don't know. Like, it really could have. This show
All
is
right,
crazy.
So let's go back, and maybe it will strike up some other stuff. So we get to, okay, Wes and Rebecca. We see there's lots of lies. It unfolds what really happens with Rudy. So that kind of sums up the Rudy story. He doesn't play that much of an intricate part. We see Griffin again in the beginning. He really doesn't. We knew kind of everything that happened. I don't remember if we saw or knew that Griffin like really tried to call her 28 times and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like he actually felt guilty. Doesn't really matter for the end of the day, but we see that we see Lila and Rebecca fight, which I feel like we've seen all this bits and pieces, you know, before. We see that Lila sets, you know, I mean, Rebecca sets Lila up to hurt her feelings back, and it was just this friendship thing that was going back and forth, which actually led to kind of everything that happened.
I didn't... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just, like, in the first moment that we saw them together in the beginning, you know, Lila was saying, I don't want to be a drug dealer anymore. I don't want to do this. And we still don't know the inciting incident of why she didn't want to do it. She really didn't explain why she was done with it. And I guess it was... I mean, I'm thinking it's because she's pregnant. And she just doesn't want to tell her that. But she says she's a different person around Rebecca.
Right, but at that point in time, she was also telling Rebecca that she just wants to be with Griffin again and that she trusts him again, which was a lie. So I think that whole thing was a setup to Rebecca because she, you know what I mean? She then exposes to us that the only reason she wanted to sleep with Griffin was so that they could say it was his baby. So I think all that was actually a lie.
Well, that's the thing. Lila ended up being more devious than I thought, and Rebecca ended up being a better friend than I thought. Seeing it all together play up, I had no idea she actually did care about her. She actually set her up to show her, or she did. I thought she was just a terrible friend, you know, and then to see Lila was just trying to get what she needed from Sam or whatever. So that was, I liked those flashbacks for those reasons. I finally got to break down the beginning of their relationship.
And then we go to Oliver and Connor, and a bunch of people have tweeted about this. Let's just talk about their situation real quick. A few people have tweeted, like, you know, right away there was this, you know, HIV awareness PSA and stuff like that. And how did you guys feel about that? I mean, I took something away from it, but I want to see if you guys took the same thing away from it.
It caught me off guard that sort of initially in the beginning, sort of like, why are they making such a point about this? But they did that with every character, sort of. And it in the end, kind of became filler for me. I think this episode could have worked better as a 1 hour, but it's not just that they wanted to like do something for like gay rights or awareness. You know, they really did everything for each character.
Like each character was going through something.
Michaela, for instance, like we definitely didn't need that. We didn't even need the whole trial case.
Yeah.
Like all of this stuff was just to create layers and kind of atmosphere.
But it is
for everything.
But it is important to note too, and you know, don't exactly quote me on this, but I think I'm 95% right. I think that he is the first openly gay male on primetime television to have HIV, because I read an article about Oliver. The show Looking on HBO, they have their first HIV positive character this season, and that was new for television. So I do think that it's something that is obviously, you know, not really talked about or shown on TV, and I think that it's really, you know, great that they decided to do that and show that side of things, because obviously, as we know, in relationships and life, not everything is always
so
good.
It's because it's on primetime, because prime I've seen it before television. I was like, yeah, I've definitely seen that storyline before
television.
But okay, primetime.
I think it's the first primetime television, maybe gay male. Actually, one of my friends, she was actually the first person ever to be on television on an ABC show, General Hospital, playing a doctor, to be HIV positive on a television show. I believe. I could be wrong, but I believe that. But so what I took away from that, and again, I know sometimes I'm always out with these crazy theories, but I took away from that scene that the more innocent person
still gets
in
screwed.
A couple got the shit end of the stick, pretty much.
Yes, and I thought it was very... I totally
agree
with you, Steph.
I kind of saw that parallel back to Lila a little bit.
No, it's interesting. I kind of see parallels with Bonnie and Asher a little bit.
That too, yeah. I felt like that was... You know, like, I get we've seen, you know, Connor and Oliver's relationship, which I don't think that it's so, like, out of the way, out of the ordinary, that it's like, why is it there? Like, Connor's a great character. Oliver's a great character. Oliver's helped, you know, some of these cases along. So I like that we continue with their storyline. He's kind of the only one that has this relationship that's functional, but not. But, right. You know, Oliver was there when he had that night. So what I actually thought was going to happen was that something was going to come out about his drugs and he was going to tell Oliver. That's where I thought that was going, that whole situation. But at the end of the day, I had to take away that, you know, the person that kind of, at the end of the day, you know, you would think wouldn't have that happened to, and the person that you would think it happened to didn't. So again, well, it was just something switching of, like, a curtains in front of us.
Sorry, that's interesting, just because if this continues into season two, then that probably might come up. You know, like, if Oliver is really blaming him for his drug use, and that is how, like, he thinks he got it, then
how would he have gotten it?
Like, obliged to tell him, like, that's not what happened.
No, they've definitely had sex before. And Oliver would...
Oh,
like,
yeah,
well, but
have.
If Connor is not HIV positive, I could see Oliver being like, it's just not fair, you do all this,
it's
sex
gonna be
than
like
I do,
that.
You use these drugs, yes. And it will come out, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. I hope that their relationship is going to stay and they're going to, like, educate people on that.
I don't really like the fact that Oliver has AIDS. I don't like that. I don't like, or he didn't say AIDS. I'm sorry. He's AIDS, HIV positive. I'm just sad. I don't want to see that in their relationship. I love the PSA version of it, but I hate the fact that I'm attached to these characters and I love their relationship and I really don't want to see them have that kind of struggle. They already have, like, yeah. I don't know. I'm just, like, sad, but
I think they're just keeping it real, you know. Yeah. Like, stuff like that happens, and I think that if there's anyone that I trust, you know, it's the people in the Chandraland team of people to play a situation like that out properly.
I can see that.
So I'm not mad about that. All right, so then let's also talk about, I know that this, the case that happened in this episode, it wasn't really like, we were like, come on, just get to what happened, you know, and I'm sure you guys were out there like that too, but let's just talk about it real quick to see if anything, you know, coincided with what was going on. We have this priest who is, you know, on trial for murder. Apparently he had pleaded guilty. Then he sees his, you know, woman lover.
That he's never loved, touched.
Well, lover, but they haven't been physical. Because of their, you know, obligations or commitments to God. And she comes in and then he wants to plead not guilty because I guess the thought of not seeing her, being around her, is sad for him. But then it was crazy because then we see what happens and we see him change it back again because at the end of the day, his, you know, commitment to the Lord is more important.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's really interesting that they touched on something like this. Like, they touched on a lot of things in this episode. Mm. You've got, you know, an HIV story. You've got a priest with child molestation story. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of, there's nothing that's untouched with this story. And again, I feel like with the hardest thing about this trial for me was that he kept the confidentiality. You know what I mean? Like, what did you guys think about that? Like, he, you know, it's hard because it's like sometimes that lawyer, you know, relationship, you know, that you can't talk about it. It's like he literally knew what happened and he, I think, would have justifiably got a lower sentence or whatever he'll get if he would have told the truth, but he didn't want to because this guy told this to him in confidence and that's what his job is supposed to be. Like, that's kind of...
I loved it because just like you said, you trust Shondaland to write a story that's real, and if that's your job, and why not show us someone who fulfilled their job requirement necessarily and suffered at the point of that? I mean, I thought it was very interesting take because there's so many stories, you know, with somebody in the church and a small child or whatever. We've seen that. I mean, I watch a lot of Law and Order, so I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily go that way. And some of those cases are true as well, but it was very cool to see this story play out, and it was unfortunate because, you know, at that expense, he's the one that's going to go to prison. So,
yeah. I mean, real quick, we just had Derek Johnson tweeted in, and he said, could it have been the guy that Oliver was messing with after the first initial break with Connor?
Oh, crap!
Which is great because that would tie it back into being Connor's fault because he freaked out.
I think that's what JB was getting at.
I don't know if that's Connor's fault because, you know, everyone.
Not Connor's fault.
Adults.
It's your decision. decision.
Right. But were they for sure messing around? Because at the time, didn't we think they were friends?
He was shirtless. No, he the guy came out, like, answered the door shirtless.
Yeah. It was
he
pretty.
He had a tank top, I thought. It was blue. That boy was fine. I remember.
I don't remember.
Somebody tweet me and remind me if that was true.
But yeah. Also, real quick, while we're giving some shout outs, we want to give, how do you say that one?
That's Brally Shipper.
Yeah,
hi.
Thank you so much for watching. We love you guys. We love your comments, questions. Give us some stars. Also, the How to Get Away with Murder Reddit. They've been tweeting us along, and they have a site. It's at HTGAWM Reddit. They've had a great conversation going on all day, so you guys should check that out, too, along with our conversation. Mm-hmm. And, okay, let's get back to it. So anything else about the case that we want to talk about before we move into the juice?
I guess just we always talk about the parallels of the case and kind of what's going on, and right. that was cool to just see what governs people. Like, you know, you have, like, the rule of law, which... everything in the courtroom, like, kind of revolves around, and mm-hmm. that's a very gray line, as Annalise
it's like
points
yellow.
out.
Right.
And then we have, like, another one with religion and sort of, like, another guiding line and kind of where he draws the line with that. Like, he does commit murder, which is a sin. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's, like, even another one that's, like, his devotion to what he does. And I guess you can call that a job. It, for him, he's sort of like a religious servant of God. But his devotion to what he is, like a priest, like his, that bond of I will not break the vows that I took mm-hmm. is similar to Annalise. Like, she is a lawyer. Like, she's the best one. She will not break that confidentiality. Like, Jesus, sorry, it was a rant.
No, but she's lying every which way to do it.
Right, right. But yeah. it's just like, what, like, they do whatever is necessary to preserve, like, one thing, even mm-hmm. though, like, there are so many other...
And whether
like,
it's the true version or your version,
right.
it's a version.
Right.
That's a
no, exactly.
Annoying.
And it's just like,
yeah.
you know, what...
I know.
There's so many different levels, I guess. It's like, what
yeah.
kind of they go by. Yeah. And I guess for the priest, it's... his devotion to being a priest and not,
yeah.
you know, like that relationship to like his church and like the sacred, you know, confession thing.
Right.
Yeah. It is so interesting that she's so honest about how she defends liars and cheaters and murderers. It's so crazy to me to just
it's
see
a job.
It and hear
Again,
it.
Like, to, right. to like bring back to what JB said about the priest. Like, it's a job. You do your job. Like, regardless of your client is... you know, guilty, innocent, on the fence. Like,
it's
your
job.
Yeah, it is your job to sort of win. It's your job to win. They hire you to win.
They'll pay you, but they never said you'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror or sleep at night.
Right.
Which
well,
I feel
lawyers,
like,
it's like, they don't have to. Like, that's the job that they sign up for. Mm-hmm. Like, they know I have to do this, and it doesn't matter, like, who I am. Like, I will figure that out later. Like, as Annalise shows, it's sort of... she has to justify it to herself, and that's it. Like, she just
yeah.
wins. Like,
you know what? Talking about, real quick, Annalise and lawyers, and talk about the class. So tonight, correct me if I'm wrong. See, I was thrown a little bit because I thought one of the Keatling Five was going to die because we had a different girl answer the question.
Interesting.
I don't know. They've been having different people answer the questions in the show.
Wasn't it always?
Yeah, the token no. students.
The yeah,
audience.
they always have someone. It's like the lucky extra they
get
to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I thought for the most part that it was them that have answered.
I think in the beginning, but in last week's episode, it was a different person.
They got to mix it up, but yeah. we're going to think there's no one else in the class.
Yeah.
Or no one's awake.
I hope they do add to it, but in Entertainment Weekly.
Ooh, he brought it.
Yeah, she looks amazing on that cover.
Yeah, they had a whole thing on Viola Davis and the show and
shout out
success.
To you, girl.
And they were talking about they're definitely going to bring the Keating Five back for season mm-hmm. two. So Ooh. That's reassuring. There was a lot of build up with everybody's character arc, so I think it would be a huge waste to kind of throw that to the wind
for
and
sure.
start again.
Mm-hmm. No, they should add people to the
yeah,
five,
I
though. Like, maybe a new
well,
girl on an intern or something. Mm-hmm. I would love it.
We were talking about lawyers before, and I think that this is an awesome segue because I do think there's going to be an addition to the cast next season, and it's Nate's new lawyer, who he called.
Yes.
Ooh. He finally made the call.
So,
we don't know who that is.
Okay, I like that. Okay.
So I'm assuming that it's going to be somebody just as badass as Annalise because... she's
love
telling
it.
Them to call.
Love it.
Also, an old friend.
Love it.
I would assume. Maybe they went to law school together. maybe they've done some bad things in the past together.
Oh, I like it.
I have no idea. Like, I hate to predict a character, but I do think that, you know, they're going to be important, especially for everything that Nate went through in this episode.
Isn't it weird Hannah's gone? I was like, why is she gone?
I don't know. Do you think she'll be back?
I don't think she will. The way she left, she thinks we got the guy and we're good.
I don't know.
She'll be back for the trial. She'll be back for the trial.
She'll be back. And then when they realize they didn't do it, or she's going to know that the lawyer that they got is somehow maybe connected to Annalise. Right. There's got to be some intertwined.
Well, she was so good in the few episodes.
She was.
Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah.
I feel like they have to bring her back.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about
Nate. We're still talking about him. Let's talk about him.
What else do you want to say about Nate?
Annalise hired someone to beat him up in jail.
Yeah.
She sucks.
Although it was
right
for, I guess, an ultimately good reason for him to get to the hospital part of the jail. It sort of backfired on him.
They could have killed him, though. And I even said
before the episode started, I was like, oh, maybe Nate will die in jail before Annalise ever gets to...
If you're going to go through, like, again, Frank having the connection of knowing somebody in the jail system, if you're going to... Why did you guys look like
that?
I was like, it was Frank, right? if you're going to go through that, Frank knows why. Like, you're not going to tell that. You're going to tell that person, give this person a beating, but don't kill him. So I don't feel like Nate's life was ever in
that
jeopardy.
He got beat up pretty
bad.
Like,
but you got to make it realistic.
Did you see him trying to get up the stairs?
That was unnecessary.
It was just
prison.
I think she was almost desperate.
I know from experience.
She was almost desperate. I feel like that's what was happening there.
You
she
know
was
what?
Almost
Annalise
desperate.
Takes out her desperation the wrong way. Sometimes she acts a fool. Her ways of saving people literally hurt like 8 people in the process. And every time to me. Sometimes
still everybody's
I love this
safe.
Woman, but
it's because it's
what
not
about
like
the,
she's...
What about the bystanders who just...
Hey, man, I know, but at the end of the day, the Keeling Five are still all out of jail.
No, exactly. I mean, she gets
everyone's
down.
They're the only people that matter.
They're all sleeping in their own bed tonight.
Exactly. It's not always pretty, but, like, you know, it's like playing a game of solitaire. Like, you just play your best card. Like, sometimes you get, like, backed up into a corner.
I can only play Connect Four, so I don't know.
This, but
the whole thing with Asher and having him like take a photo with the judge, and that was so sneaky. But I mean, Annalise knew that was going to be the only way to get him to call the lawyer.
It was very smart.
I did that for you. Mm-hmm. You see that the judge got changed? I did that for you, not your lawyer.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad about that. I feel like, you know. I don't know why, but I really like Bonnie and Asher together.
Yeah, I like it too because I think it's time for one of them to be. Yeah, I agree.
And I feel
for
like,
someone to be happy.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like Bonnie was actually, she was uncomfortable, and we've never seen this. Like, she's been so mousy and sneaky the entire episode that we've never seen her actually, like, hesitant to do something because she actually cared about someone's feelings. So I like that we saw
true.
That.
True. I like that. I agree.
I do. And again, Frank, Mr. Know-It-All. You know, saw them, knew that they were sleeping together. So he's like the spy.
He is, but
he's like Jason Bourne.
It's scary because Asher is such a loose cannon. He's another Rebecca, but like just a different type of version. But he's just so like, what's going on? And can I come in? I'm like, and the fact that the episode, you know, the end of it was the police at her door, at his door like that. I don't know what Asher's gonna say.
Brings into question a lot of things. It's like, why did they go to him first?
Also, you don't come to my house at that time asking me to. No, that's not how that goes. I'm pretty sure there's laws. You don't just. You want to come in? Let's go down to police station. Okay, well, let me get my code.
Also, I'd be curious if he were to be like, well, I need a lawyer. Because that would be my first thing. If a cop, knocks on my door asking me for a statement, and I'm in law school, let me call my girlfriend real quick.
Yes,
Bonnie, get over here.
Exactly. I hope he gets smart.
Yeah, I really hope that, because I want him to be the character that, like, we underestimate.
Yes.
And, like, really, like, you know, does prove himself.
But at the end of the day, too, he doesn't have anything to say.
No.
He doesn't have anything to say to the cops because he still doesn't know anything.
Exactly. True, but that's it could be inconsistent with like, everything else that they're
You never know
planning.
What...
And so that's why it's, like, kind of a loose cannon, I think. He just doesn't know. No, he hasn't been in those meetings. Like, they've been having
so he
all
could say any. He could say,
him.
I mean, practically anything. You're right. He doesn't know what happened, but
I don't think anything that he knows. The only thing he knows is he showed up to the house and no one was there and Connor's car was there. And they've already kind of figured that out.
Maybe that'll conflict with what Annalise, the new things that Annalise said. You know, there was an altercation in her driveway. Nate had to hold Sam back. Annalise went into the house. That was all new news to us. So maybe, you know, whatever timeline, because she was also really, I noticed she kept asking about the time. And obviously, you know, specifics are important because this is sort of the first, like, real statement that they've gotten as far as Nate. So I don't know. Maybe this whole entire thing isn't going to add up timing-wise because Asher has phone records of him, you know, crossing the street, calling Bonnie. And obviously, if he says something fishy, they're going to pull his records right away.
And he will, because it's Asher.
But I don't think that, like, if they pull the records and see that Bonnie and Asher had talked, that's not going to show anything.
No, but does it match things up? Like, this was the time Annalise said that they were in her driveway.
Right. And it's like, I would have seen them because I was outside.
Oh my gosh. If the
timeline, I get what you're saying. I don't know that that's...
If the timelines don't match up. Listen, like, they go in deep here.
Yes,
they do go in deep. And I feel like...
Cross to the writers.
Yeah, it's awesome. I do feel like it's a little bit weird that Annalise is going to testify for Nate against her husband. Like, that in itself is a crazy situation.
It's not because she believes Sam did it, even though she knows he didn't, or whatever she knows. Who knows what's in her brain? She's justifying that it's okay to run him through the mud, because not only is he dead, but he killed somebody on the way down.
Yeah. Right, but I'm saying that people from the outside, I think, would have, like, how is she testifying against her? Like, I feel like it would cause a lot of...
Well, they know...
She crazy, right.
People on the outside know that their marriage was disjointed. Mm-hmm. She had a lover. He also did, and he happened to get her pregnant. Exactly. So they knew, you know, this is not, like... Obviously, yes, it's your husband, whatever, but they... And even what Hannah said in previous episodes, you know, I knew your relationship wasn't good. Sam talked to me about it.
Right.
You know, so it's not, this is not new news. I'm becoming less surprised. As if I was a bystander, I'd be like, you go. Like, do you?
Sometimes I don't know what else to say. Sometimes it is a lot, though, because there were definitely some episodes that I'm like, dang, Annalise, react or get sad or pause or help Nate Sam or something. So some days it can be, but.
But then again, it's crazy to me that she is. Going to testify for Nate, because if Nate gets out, then they go back to square one of who
exactly.
done it. So she's kind of setting herself, you know what I mean? Like, if they would have just, she feels guilt for Nate, like, who's going to get Annalise? Nate seems to be winning right now over the Keatling Five. You know what I mean? It's like,
well,
I don't know.
If Wes finds out about Rebecca, then that's going to be a problem.
Which is kind of weird that they have this whole escape thing. Like, Sam just left. Rebecca just left. Like, everyone that dies just leaves. Which it was a little bit...
What do you mean?
They said she just got away.
Yeah.
Which
and,
was,
like, Sam was on a bus somewhere.
Oh,
yeah. Away, you know?
So
yeah,
I feel
gotcha.
Like... Yeah, well, we'll see.
Also, what are they going to do with the body?
Well, let's
honestly,
before we jump to that, let's talk real quick about what did you guys think of them having the quote unquote mock trial about Rebecca and looking to the. Was that just kind of filler?
I hate it. Was so filler.
Yeah, was there anything that came out of that for you guys that kind of was like, thought maybe Rebecca did it? Because I know that, you know, some of us thought that Rebecca did actually do it.
Yeah.
At that point in time, were you guys that thought that still thinking that she did it?
I think that there was one thing that came out of that entire sequence, and it was that all of the students, no matter how much they've learned, all they brought to the table was speculation. And it was a lesson that she wanted to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
You need hard evidence if you're going to convict someone.
Right.
And also the fact that Rebecca was planning on blackmailing them, which she does not know. The campus police officer or whatever, so she had that info. So who knows? Maybe Frank found that out.
Right?
Like, oh, she's gonna call the carpet guy.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, put it past me. He's definitely done a lot of surveillance. You know, he was spying on Bonnie and Asher. Like, he knew about that. He does kill people frequently. So there's that. He plants evidence on the reg.
But I do think that it was the speculation. That was the only thing that came out of it for me. Yeah. I honestly, everything else was just, it sounded like kids arguing.
I like the sentence about, it's not about the truth, it's your version versus that. Yeah. You know, and that was cool too. But other than that, yeah, I totally agree, Jillian. It was just, Like, that's not even how a real case would go. Let's have a court in my living room. Girl, can somebody go find Rebecca, sit her down and talk to her for real and just get the 411, right. Find out what she knows. Did she do it? Did she not? Them proving and sitting around, it's like, didn't we already do this in court?
Right, but it also, like, they could never have the way a real trial would go because they're all guilty.
Involved.
Exactly. Murder.
That's true, too.
So I feel like they were like, okay, we're going to sit her here so that she can't go do anything crazy, and we're going to all skim through this case again to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Well, that was cool, but it was just interesting how it got from, I'm going to call the campus police, to like grabbing her, tying her up. She's in the bathroom, slow open. Like, it's just the whole scene. I don't know what you guys thought about that, but I was kind of like, what's going on?
I actually thought, to be honest with you, and I know this is crazy, I actually thought that they were going to go in there, and when Annalise was saying, this is my fault, like, I'm sorry they did this to you, I thought Annalise was going to reveal that Rebecca was in on it from the beginning.
Oh, no.
That would be crazy!
You guys thought it was crazy last week when I said Frank did it too.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been just a way for her to kind of decompress all the information and make a decision. Because I think she, Annalise, made the call to get rid of Rebecca, calling in the Hitman. Frank, of course.
1-800-HITMAN.
Frank kills. Because, you know, like, maybe she did want to hear a little bit more evidence or something, but, you know, they started in the bathroom, they took her to the living room, then they ended up in the basement, which is kind of the only place you could kill someone.
She definitely
led it there for a reason. Maybe when she saw her in the bathroom, she knew, like, okay, we gotta kill Rebecca now, and just played a charade with the kids, just so they could not. Because they are not good murderers.
How'd they get her out of Wes's apartment, though?
Exactly. Like, whatever. They just, like, literally picked her up.
Wrapped her up in that rug.
You know what? Tied.
What stood out to me of this whole sequence? Michaela.
Yeah, she killed it this episode.
She got loud in her face. Don't look at him. Smacked
right.
her. Smacked her. I
you
love it.
You ruined my life. Yeah, I was down with her this episode.
Which was kind of awesome because she says she ruined the life, but then we have another scene of Michaela with Aiden's mom where she actually comes into her own, claims who she is, gets proud of who she is, and not only that, puts icing, like a cherry on top of the sundae, and's like, your son's gay. You just want me, like, to cover it up.
Yeah.
She totally outsmarted that woman.
Yeah, that was a good
Aiden's
moment.
Mom.
I thought
it was
earlier,
awesome. I wanted to hug her.
That was a good moment. I thought a little bit earlier she was coming off just like a little aggressive, and I was like, whoa, okay, pump the brakes. You're getting kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm. When she was talking to the mom, or when she was talking to
Rebecca? When she was talking to, like, Rebecca, I was like, okay, like, everybody's ganging up on her. You don't need to, like, yell, like, in her face. But, you know, I think everybody sort of had a good moment. I was really surprised at Laurel. Like,
she's
found
the
ring
bomb.
And she, totally...
Oh, that was
my favorite moment. Nice. Yeah. That was my absolute favorite
Because she totally
moment.
Knew. Like, that's a... I have no doubt that Michaela would have
left,
like,
y'all.
Just peace.
I was so impressed.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
It also taught me they're all liars, man.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how close you guys all are to each other. You're all liars. Like,
the only one that's kind of not lying is Asher. Like, he lied about, like, not wanting people to know that him and Bonnie are having sex.
But that's
But that's, like, a normal thing. You don't want people of your workplace to know.
Right.
But he's so...
And he completely admitted how he felt, like, when he came to the door. Like, he like a little girl. I was like, oh, my God. It's real family.
I kind of love that about Asher, though. It makes me love him so much.
Jamie is killing me over here, y'all.
God. That's funny.
That's awesome.
Okay, so anything else before we just want to get into Sam and Frank?
Ooh.
Can we just talk about something? I wrote this down, and maybe everyone else's memory can be refreshed, but Rebecca talked about Wes's mom committing suicide, and then she sort of said, if she actually did that. And I was like, that was an unnecessary dig.
That was
low. And that was before they had talked in the basement and sort of, I guess, figured things out themselves. But, like,
for her to be innocent and say that was so unnecessary.
I get it. You know, you feel betrayed, whatever. But you lied, too.
Exactly.
Like, it's not just him lying.
Exactly.
You lied, too. So why are you going to go off and say that? Especially, it's such a low blow.
Like, I told you about my mom, that she killed herself. That's a lot. And the thing is, Wes, I was going to ask you guys if you guys thought that Wes, not overstepped his boundaries, but as a boyfriend, you know, showed, like, wasn't right by Rebecca. Did he overstep his boundaries? Did he go too far? I mean, is that...
Go too far in what sense?
In terms of kind of being on the other people's side, like, answer the question. And yeah. Well, no, just being in on finding out if she really did it, not
Stacey,
trusting her.
He could have just jumped to a conclusion. Instead, he took the time to investigate it all and make sure that sort of everything lined up in his mind. And then he also talked to Laurel about it to get a second opinion. And she agreed. And then they end up calling the whole gang. So I get that she would feel betrayed, you know, but she was also lying to him. And the sickest part is they both knew that each other were lying and they
and
still
they were
went
acting
along.
Cool.
Well, yeah. But not only that, at that point in time, which I agree with you, and I think Wes went above and beyond, but I feel like at that point in time, she knew she wasn't lying. So everyone was turning on it. Like, she knew she didn't kill Lila. Mm-hmm. So what else is she going to say when she would see, you know, Wes clearly killed Sam? So it's like she's seen this behavior before. She's seen him lose his temper before. Like, in a heated
he was
moment.
Saving her life. Like,
right, but he was capable of doing it. Like, you don't know if Wes has a younger brother that was, or someone, you know, like, you don't know that situation. All I'm trying to say is I don't really think it was that out of line, because at that point in time, Rebecca legit knew that she was being honest. She was willing to take the fall, and she, you know what I mean? What she's been through for this whole ride, and now the person that she told everything to, except that she gave the neighbor some drugs, was turning on her,
and that she
it would cause you to think.
Exactly, like that she actually did see Lila dead.
Yeah,
that's
she was
a lot.
Sitting in the water tank and found her and decided not to say anything. It's
that's
not just
lot.
The drugs
yeah,
anymore.
The drugs
it's like,
are...
I was there and I hid and then I hopped out of the water tank
and
didn't
ran
say
home.
Anything.
Yeah, right. That's
and
nuts.
Now we know why she got into that fight with Griffin.
Why?
Yeah, but would you, if you were Rebecca, I'm not trying to say you're a killer, but what would you do? Would you go home and tell people that you were sitting in the water tank with a dead person, and would you expect them to believe you? I mean,
you
like,
don't have
on.
To say. I don't know.
I mean, I probably would have called 911
before
when
I jumped
seeing
in.
Seeing a dead body.
Yeah, I'm a panicker,
kind of
so I would probably.
What if I found a dead body of someone I did not kill?
Yeah.
Then.
But also,
no
but also, Wes brought up a point when he said, you know, it really is how you're raised. You know, if you were raised in the way that she was, where you feel like you have to be on the defense all the time
right.
because of things that have happened to you in the
right.
past.
That's true.
Like. So I do get it, and sort of you have that in your personality now where you kind of do really crazy things because you. That's
I'm
just,
not mad at her for that.
It was like
it is scary. It is scary
that.
Because
yeah.
the people that saw her up there, or if they would have seen her, they'd
like
have been
the
like, "Did you
girls.
Seriously kill
yeah.
her?" Yeah. Okay, I can see that. Why was she? It's funny because the tracking of the phone that we saw last episode, I thought that was going to turn into something totally different, but it kind of went by the wayside because I was like, "Oh my God, Rebecca's this." But really, I guess she was just like, "Wes, you don't trust me. Where are you? You're here."
Yeah, it was just like, you know.
Yeah.
I think she's just like
a
manipulative person.
Okay.
And just kind of, I think they were just justifying us not feeling bad about the fact that she's dead right now. I mean, everything. Like, her being just a manipulator, you know, stalking Wes, lying.
But it,
I still feel
but this
bad.
Is what it brings me back
I don't
to.
Know.
So, like, why did she want his computer so bad?
Sam? Why
yeah.
Does, why
what
does she
was
want
on
Sam's?
His computer?
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to take it a step further, and I'm going to say at that phone call that Frank knows about that Sam told Frank to kill Lila and Rebecca, he just couldn't do it because Rebecca was helping the whole situation, and Rebecca then wound up at the murder of Sam.
Why would she know about Rebecca?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Like, no, Sam didn't know about Rebecca.
I was like,
that
right?
was just a friend. No, that was a friendship because. When they met, she was like, oh, you're Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, right. exactly.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're the guy that my friend has been talking about. They never interacted.
Yeah.
See, I actually, and I remember that episode, and again, I could be wrong, but I actually, during that episode, felt that that was not the first time they had seen each other.
It had to be. No, it had to be.
Well, to be fair, he was on the same campus as her. He's a teacher on the same campus, is he not?
Yeah.
So obviously you see them around campus, and I don't know.
Because the way that she was just... I don't know. Like, if...
But imagine you never met someone, but you know the most intimate details about them. That's sort of how you would react. Like, oh, you're that guy.
Right.
Totally. Well, I've known you, but I don't know you.
Both of their characters, even though they don't know it about each other, are, like, really close to being guilty. Mm-hmm. Like, Sam made a call to kill her. Like, he basically made that decision to happen.
Right.
And she was caught, like, in the water tank. So they're both, like, super awkwardly close to being
caught.
And
then it ends up being Frank. It's ridiculous.
Right, so wait, but time out then. So do you guys actually think there's just legitimacy that Rebecca was pissed and wanted to figure out who killed her friend? That's why she was stealing this stuff off the computer for Nate?
Well, I think she knew that she wasn't guilty, but that she could be basically proven that way. I mean, she was at the crime scene with the body, like, at the time she was killed. Like, that is...
So crazy. Like, literally, like, 10 minutes apart. Crazy.
And I also
think... was doing drugs. Like, she doesn't... Maybe she committed suicide or something. Like, it just looks horrible.
I'm kind of almost upset that stuff didn't play out. Like, I kind of almost wish we would have seen a shot of Nate finally downloading whatever was on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
kind of
feel, and maybe we will in season two, which awesome for season two. We're super pumped. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm a little bit, and of course they have to leave cliffhangers or else we'd have nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? Like, I kind of want to see what was on that computer. What was on that computer pretty much led to Sam's death. And it was revealed that Lila was pregnant. Like, all the other stuff was revealed.
Right,
so what
really
was on, like, what was worth...
That's a great point, though, because it really did lead to his death.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
That,
yeah.
That's what killed him, essentially. Okay, cool. So we... what else? So we think... You know, Sam, we see Sam totally, I'm not going to lie to you, I actually believed Sam on top of the roof.
He loved her.
I'm that, like, sucker that's, like, the, you know, hopeless romantic that would be like, okay.
But the way he kissed her is, it was supposed to be our clue, because he's... Not that people don't kiss with their eyes open, but he was like, is Frank here yet? Like, it was very...
He left and then went to the payphone and called
him. Right. But I just feel like he was like, I can smell his cologne or his killer, whatever they use.
His leather gloves.
Like, I need to go.
Which is crazy, too, because it insinuates, and maybe this is a detail that has nothing to do with it, but insinuates that... Oh, no, I guess he could have had his phone there. I'm like, he knows Frank's number by heart. So have they done stuff together
before?
That's
what Frank kills.
It's pretty easy. That's awesome.
But no, that scene was definitely creepy. He got, like, really handsy with her neck, like, very, like, John Travolta, Delvazine.
So
I was like, whoa. Like,
someone just brought up a really good point. Rebecca Roshni, I'm not going to say your last name right, Pahamawani?
Nice trash. What they say.
She said Rebecca doesn't go to the school there, so she wouldn't have seen Mr. Darcy there.
Okay,
before.
I actually wanted to say that, but then I refrained because she stays close to campus with the guy that goes to the school, so I wasn't sure. So maybe
she
doesn't
go to school at all.
Okay, that would make sense though. Like, who's paying? Oh, actually, that's true, because she said that was the first time she'd been in a frat house. Her parents had never given her money for $100,000 to waste on, you know.
Gotcha.
So she probably just takes advantage of the fact that she's in a college town. Yeah.
But then, how does she afford to live in the same place that the law students afford to live in?
I mean, she's not in the same place.
Yeah, no.
Like, she
lives next door to Wes.
Right, but
well,
I mean,
Wes lives
like
in a crappy.
Wes
has a.
And I'm sorry, I'm still sticking to my guns that there is that scene at the end with Annalise and Wes when he's sitting. Everybody else went home, and he's sitting there crying on the steps with his head in her lap.
Awkward.
Come on,
yeah, it's too much.
No, it's motherly. There's something
they are
else
not related,
there.
Steph.
Yes, they are.
No.
The other lawyer is going to be somehow tied to Wes's mom.
This is the thing. The one thing that really bothered me was that whole speech that she made to Rebecca, where she was like, you made him grow up. We made him grow up. You watched him. Like, you watched him grow from this little boy, and now he's a man. And it was like, wait.
What the hell's going on? Yeah.
I don't know.
I got what she meant, though. I mean, they've exposed him to so much more, like, hellfire than he's ever seen. The guy came in very naive to the show, extremely... Just everyone's positive and rosy, and she couldn't have done it. She couldn't have done it, but it's like he didn't consider any of this stuff until this episode. He didn't start thinking the way Wes thinks now until he was exposed to the craziness that is Annalise's life. So I get it. Right. It was just kind of like, you're right. It was a little motherly, actually.
So motherly.
Who knows with that one?
But that's weird.
It was not sexual. There was people like in the chats and in stuff saying that they're, because throughout the whole episode, they've had a special, they've had more meetings. Yeah. They've had, and throughout the season, we've heard, oh, it's sexual, da da da. Not sexual.
It's not sexual, but I don't. Motherly. I just, they're not related. That's
I'm
going to
stick to my guns and make it that they're related. Or she's somehow involved in his mother's suicide, murder. I don't know. Maybe Frank killed his mom. Who knows?
Damn. Oh, God.
What if it passed him?
Lord, I hope we find out. Yeah. I know they have plans for us.
Yeah, they do.
We'll see.
All right, so let's go around. Let's say some, like, last thoughts, and then, well, let's do last thoughts on this episode, and then after that, we're going to do predictions for season two. So what do you guys got? What do you got, JB, for your last thoughts?
Last thoughts. I liked it. I mean, I thought it was a satisfying end. It kind of brought it all back with a small twist at the end. Like, yes, Sam made the decision to kill Lila, but he didn't get his hands dirty, like, physically himself. So that was a nice little twist. Frank is, like, my new favorite character now. He's awesome. Just kind of the quick quips, even from the beginning, like he was being smart with Bonnie and, you know, a lot with that dynamic. And it's interesting to see him as the, like, Annalise's go-to person. That's who she sells everything to. Mm-hmm. But there's still a disconnect there. Like, he still does stuff for, or did stuff for Sam. And...
But Sam...
You know, like, where it seemed like she... told him everything, like, there are some things they don't talk about. So I really want them to explore that next season.
Yeah. Yeah, just going off that, I think it's also because, like, apparently he owed Sam something. So I still love Frank just as Annalise's person. But I really liked the episode. I thought it was really good. There were some parts that I was a little like, what's going on? I mean, as we all were. I was really impressed with Laurel this episode. I'm starting to freaking love that girl because she's slick. She's smart. She knows how to calm Wes down, calm Kayla down. She knows how to get everyone to just relax. Yet I'm surprised that she's so cool. Like, you know, usually that person isn't as cool as they are making everybody else be, but she keeps her calm. And she, the thing with Michaela's ring, I mean, that really was good for me. And just overall, it was a great episode. I can't wait for season two. I'm really pissed that Annalise's hands are so dirty, but she'll wash them in between one and two. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, half of the time I think Annalise is badass, and half of the time I think she's a bad guy.
It's
kind of hard for me. I have these, like, moral debates with myself, but I did like how they wrapped it up. Although I think they could have trimmed some fat from the episode, I mean, I didn't not like watching 2 hours of How to Get Away with Murder. We were all into it. We loved it. Like, we had a great time talking in between commercial breaks. I, again, like, loved sort of seeing Wes evolve throughout the season and sort of who he's become and his highs and lows. And for me, he's sort of the main character besides, it's like him and Annalise together. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what happens with them, but I'll save the rest of my thoughts for predictions.
Got it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it was a really good episode. I liked the way they tied it up. I liked the way they left, you know, some suspense stuff for us. And just, you know, like you guys pointed out, a lot of good stuff. I liked Laurel. Like, everyone, there was a lot of strong characters in here. There was reason for us, you know, even last week when maybe I thought that Michaela might be the one that gets killed off. And I'm like, she really kind of hasn't done so much for us. Like, in this episode, it was almost like they were listening. They were like, oh, shit, we got to have Michaela do a lot of stuff. You know, Laurel, we had the people that kind of fly under the radar a little bit stronger this season, which makes you as a whole want, like, every one of them have something special I like about them that they bring to the table that makes it more interesting in a way. And even Bonnie, because, you know, even how mousy she is, now Bonnie's acting like her lawyer when she's the one that's getting questioned. So, you know, we see all this stuff happening, and I'm super pumped for season two. And all right, well, let's move into our predictions for how it's gonna, you know, start.
Gosh, you're just really weak, you guys. I just realized how weak we're gonna get to my arms.
Okay, who wants to start?
Let's go the same way.
Okay. Predictions for season two. I definitely think Wes is going to be torn up about Rebecca just being gone.
Exactly.
And how far that kind of takes him, I am just curious about. You know, they could take it one episode for him to get over it, or they could take the whole season and it, like, spirals him down like a horrible path. So I'm really curious about that. I wonder how they're going to handle, like, the meat of the show. Because all the characters have, like, rich backgrounds and stuff that they go into a lot. But the meat and, like, the most interesting part of the show to me is the murder. Like, that stuff with Annalise, with all of that Sam Lila stuff is the most interesting to me. So now that most of that is kind of behind us, I just don't know, like, what else they'll replace that with. Because that brings me to the show each time.
Right, not knowing. Wow. I want to see... I know Rudy was such a small point, but now that we know, okay, he really had nothing to do with it, can we free him? Can we get him out? I felt really bad knowing that it was a one-time thing and now he's in a mental institute. So I'd love to see if that can kind of get revamped and he can get a little renewed. I also know that... I expect Nate to get out, but I do not know what's going to happen. I know somebody mentioned that we're going to go to square one after that, and I just really want to know how we're going to circle back to the next suspect for Sam's death. And I think in regards to Wes's spiral, that I do agree that could potentially happen. I think Annalise is going to have a big part in... She's gone, you know, doing the same car that she did when she was convincing herself that Sam was gone, or convincing others that Sam just left and took off, and he'll make Rebecca seem like a horrible person to Sam, and things that I'm just like, I don't know. I think I'm going to play the moral card all next season, because Annalise, she flips a coin for me sometimes. So I'm excited to see what happens. I don't know. I know it's going to be great, though.
Well, I need to know what Frank owed Sam, or Sam owed Frank.
Sam owed Frank. Frank owed Sam, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
So I need to know about their relationship, and I also need to know a little bit more about Frank's backstory. I've been following a lot of the Twitter chat and also just fan theories, and a lot of you are really curious about Bonnie, and I'm still really curious about her. I thought she was going to play a bigger role. Maybe they're saving that for next season. But I do think that she's sort of suspicious in her own way. And I do think there's a lot of mystery about not knowing where two of, like, Annalise's right and left hand came from.
Yeah.
We still have no idea. And I'm happy that now Frank is involved, because we will get to know, you know, more into Frank's past, because the show loves flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still excited to see Sam, because I know that he's probably going to be in season two and full of flashbacks. And yeah, just really focusing on Frank and Bonnie on this one, and also the eggs. I don't know what the eggs are.
That's good.
I need to know. I don't know. What do you think the eggs are?
Yeah, I like that.
I think. Are you done?
Yeah.
In my predictions, I think the eggs is Nate, because I think, I could totally be wrong, but when he first approached her in the liquor store, wasn't she buying eggs? Or am I totally making that up? Eggs 911, he was some type of cop. Eggs 911.
Maybe.
Totally making that up, maybe. But I'm going to say that that's... Because who else would she be texting?
She can't text Nate.
Everyone else
jail.
Is there.
Right.
No, he was out at that point.
And she memorized the number.
Was.
That's another key thing. You don't memorize... In this day and age, you don't memorize many
people's
numbers.
There's no one else really... Everyone else was kind of there. Unless it's like Griffin or someone crazy, which it wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Wes is completely going to spin out once he finds out that Rebecca is dead. He's going to freak out. It's going to bring up all his mommy issues for him. I feel like Annalise is going to have a come to Jesus with him and tell him the real story about his mother and how they're related. I'm just going to go with it.
I'm going to pass out if they're related.
Yeah. I'm not coming
gonna,
back
like,
to that.
I'm going to owe her like 10 drinks.
Hey, seriously, I'll second. I'll do 20 shit. Because that's ridiculous. That would be so inappropriate.
I'm just saying. I also think that Frank somehow got his job through Sam a very weird way, and that might be, like, I feel like Frank maybe was on the wrong path, and, you know, like I mentioned earlier, that Sam, this, you know, somehow got him off, maybe because he said he mentally was whatever, and, but, you know, Sam would tell Annalise, but he's really good, give him a job. Somehow, you owe me, you know, there's something. The only thing that would make sense is you owe me somehow connected to Annalise, for me. Mm-hmm. Like, what else could he owe him? I think that Bonnie and Asher are going to stay together. I think that Connor and Oliver are going to stay together. I think that Michaela is going to go off the deep end a little bit from this wedding. And I don't know, Frank and Laurel, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just trying to run down.
I think Michaela's over it, side note.
No, I think she's over it, but I think she's going to go on her, like, let's sleep with a lot of people binge. Like, let's go to the bar, get drunk, take a banker home, go to the bar, do this.
I could see that.
And maybe in one of those, because, you know, she kind of almost had that, like, that's kind of her go-to as well. We see her a few episodes ago go to, like, the go out and flirt with somebody to get information for a case. So she feels confident in that way. So I could see her making that feel better about herself.
Yeah, that's actually just super interesting. I wonder how she's going to handle the whole ring news. Because
he didn't really show a reaction,
right? And she's just
she's very
intense. So, like, her character knowing that, like, someone withheld stuff from her was, like, manipulating her.
And she could have got out of it.
Gonna explode.
Oh yes,
I think she's gonna explode. But I think that I think she's smart enough to see that Laurel actually did the right thing.
Right? No, absolutely.
Yeah. So hopefully. Yeah, I think so. And then she's gonna be excited that she has the ring back. And I don't know. I think we'll see Hannah more. I think Hannah will be back for a little bit. But, yeah, I feel like, I don't know. Like, will it be as big of a deal that Rebecca's missing now? I don't know. I think so. You know what I mean?
I think it should be. What the heck?
Right, but, like, who's going to report her missing?
Wes. I mean, Wes is the only kind of connection that really cares about her. Mm-hmm. Everyone else hates her. Like, literally.
Right, yeah.
Would, like, Michaela would have killed her herself if she had said that to her face. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Don't commit another murder. Let's get out of the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all in the text, guys.
Right. Yeah.
Eggs 911, they're going to know she was at the lawyer's house.
I still get, why didn't they just trace the number? Like, well, call
we'll
it from a payphone.
We'll
They're going to. Who else could Eggs be? You guys know. Out there, anyone who's Eggs? X911.
And it's got to be someone that knows the lawyer's house, because that's pretty obscure. Exactly. A lot of lawyers out there. So
that's why I say
houses.
Nate.
Yeah.
No, I think that she would say Annalise's house if she was talking to Nate.
But I don't think that Rebecca knows Nate
unless
and Annalise.
It's the carpet guy.
Unless
it's the carpet guy.
The carpet guy.
The guy that got sent away that she knew got sent away. Maybe
well,
she had his
said,
number.
Yeah, don't make me call.
I mean, or it could be the, what's his name? The security guard cop that they got fired?
No,
that's what I just said. The carpet guy.
Yeah, he saw them roll the carpet.
He's a cop, but
she was saying that how she explained it. He saw them with the rug carpet. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So much.
Oh my God.
All right.
Well, I mean, it's been super fun hanging out with you guys once a week for the past 14 weeks, give or take a little bit. We're really sad to go. We love you guys out there. Thanks for your comments, questions. We will still read your theories. Tweet us. Keep in touch. If you see stuff, you know, online about the show, we love this show. We'd love to keep talking to you guys about it. So let's keep that conversation alive. And
absolutely.
Where can the people find you, JB, now that this season is over?
So sad. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at JB_Zimmerman. I host a few other shows on AfterBuzz TV, so just check out the website.
Hey, same thing. You guys can check me out on Twitter at Instagram. You guys can check me out at One Take Stace on Twitter and Instagram. Please keep in touch with me. I can't wait to see you guys in the fall. I also host a couple shows here at AfterBuzz, so just check it out on the website.
My name is Jillian Leff. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff, on Facebook at Jillian Leff Official, and I host a bunch of shows here, so be sure to check it out. But I will miss you.
I love you, Jillian. My name is Steph Z. And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at IAMSDEFZ. My website, IamStevZ.com. some other shows here at AfterBuzz as well. Just keep up with my Twitter feed, and you'll see everything I'm doing. And we'd love to hear what you guys are doing. So thanks again for watching, your comments, questions, stars, likes, everything. We really appreciate it. Until next season. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.